Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police say they shot and killed an armed carjacking suspect who they were chasing after in the Northeast. Police say at one point during the miles-long pursuit, the man fired a shot at them. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from the Boulevard.
The car that police say the suspect stole was hauled away from the grassy median here in the middle of Roosevelt Boulevard before the morning rush. This is across from the Pep Boys in the Northeast Tower Shopping Center. And the incident started a few miles away from here at G Street and Hunting Park Ave at about 7 o'clock at night. Police say the suspect there shot a 32-year-old man during a carjacking and drove off in the victim's car. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says officers then chased after the guy through multiple neighborhoods and then on East Cheltenham Avenue.
We believe at that point he fired out of the car at pursuing officers.
None of the cops were hit, so they kept chasing after the guy, and he even went up against traffic on the boulevard and ended up stopping on the median.
He exited the vehicle. At that point, seven officers discharged their weapon.
Police say the suspect was hit several times, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital later on. The carjacking victim the man shot was left in critical condition. In the Northeast, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Prosecutors have rested their case against Maurice Hill, the man charged with shooting six Philadelphia police officers in Nicetown in 2019. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the defense is beginning their case now, starting with a prominent defense attorney.
Two retired crime scene officers took the stand, one who processed the crime scene near 15th and Erie on the days following the hours-long standoff. He described the video that he and his team took outside the home where Maurice Hill was firing from. The street dotted with yellow crime scene markers and shell casings, holes in cars and buildings, and the footage from inside the home, walls riddled with bullet holes, a white film on the ground from drywall and tear gas, and a dead dog under a couch that was raised perpendicular to the floor almost as a barricade. A police officer has testified that he shot a dog while he was in the home. The defense peppered the pair of officers with questions about reports, their methodology, policy, and procedure. Hill's attorney is expected to call defense attorney Shaka Johnson as their first witness to run through that night and how he helped his former client Hill to surrender, which included a phone call to both the police commissioner at the time, Richard Ross, and to the district attorney Larry Krasner. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker plans to begin disclosing the costs of any new legislation that impacts the city budget. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The information will go on a publicly accessible website called Fiscal Notes, which will analyze the costs of bills and resolutions introduced into council.
So that we can, in a very transparent way, let the public know how much things cost to get done.
Mayor Parker says it's something the state legislature does, and she's been planning it for some time. Council President Kenyatta Johnson, also a former state legislator, says he supports it. The website is up and running with the costs of bills going back to last fall. So we learned, for example, renaming part of 59th Street for Will Smith costs $650. A bike lane on 47th Street, anywhere from $22,000 to $185,000. The mayor's legislative affairs director, Rachel Meadows, says the information cannot stop a bill.
These fiscal notes are not meant to be a gotcha for city council bills. But
council
it is
bills or administrative
exactly.
bills.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We would pay more to rent and lease cars and get an Uber or Lyft under a bill being put forward by two Democrats in the Pennsylvania State House. It's their idea to raise money for SEPTA and other mass transit systems. The reps from Western PA are proposing increasing the lease tax to 5% from 3%, and rideshare trips would be hit with a 6% tax. SEPTA has said it will have to cut service in half and increase fares on what remains if it doesn't get an additional $170 million in this year's budget. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.